Hello, Taurus. April here from Real Talk Tarot. Today I've got your full moon reading for this full moon in Pisces, September 10th. Okay, will you be Toro the Bull, or are we feeling more like Ferdinand? Let's find out. All right, Taurus, I broke out some story cubes here, so gather around the circle, kids. It's story time. We have the quote bubble, which indicates someone or something not being said, okay? Or something being left hanging in the air. We have a parachute. This could be a leap of faith. You could feel like you're free falling right now. All right. Not, you know, maybe lacking direction. You're just kind of floating about. That could feel a little out of control. We have an open book. So this is about gaining knowledge, gaining information. It could be recorded history, because I'm seeing a tree, which indicates roots and family. There's also a lock here. So something is under lock and key. There's a phone here, indicating a communication, a teepee regarding generation, an airplane regarding travel or movement, and a shadow. Okay. So, overall, what I'm kind of getting from this is similar to Aries. There's some family secret or something being kept quiet. Something not said, okay? This could have to do with your shadow side. You could be keeping that from someone, okay? Or maybe researching on family history to discover more about why you are the way you are. Okay, whatever that means for you. For good or bad, don't label it. You are you. So, But it's a well-kept secret. It's under lock and key. A lot of silence here, and a hiding of a shadow aspect, okay? Maybe there's something in your family tree that's, you know, less than stellar, let's just say. You'd like to keep that a secret? Or someone is keeping it from you? All right. Let's get into here some more additional messages for you, Taurus. You know, or maybe you are doing some research into something, but you're keeping it to yourself. I don't know. I'm getting, you know, some different messages. So for different Taurus, it's going to be, you know, it'll be what it is. So let's get a couple messages from the big block here. And Taurus, the first message out for you is, I am too proud to admit my true feelings. All right, well, right there is the quote bubble that is empty, okay? Either you or someone else is not confident in sharing emotions, okay? And emotions can be anything. They can be, you know, positive or potentially negative, but someone is not showing their, you know, this could be you. Maybe you're very unhappy about something and you're not sharing it, or you're very happy about, or you, you know, whatever it is, someone's not expressing it. Okay. Let's get another one for Taurus spirit. Clean up your act. All right. So someone could be saying this to you, or you're telling someone else. It's time to clean up your act. You have a shadow here. Deal with it. Okay. The only way to move forward is to deal with that. One more for Taurus, please. Imposter syndrome. Yep. For sure. You might feel like this is you. Okay. Maybe you're feeling one way and showing something different. Maybe that shadow aspect of your side makes you feel like you don't even know who you are. Or you might feel that way about someone else. Like you just don't know all there is to know about yourself or someone you're dealing with. Maybe you're being secretive, or you feel like someone else is. All right. So let's get into some cards here, and then we're going to clarify them. And that is going to be that for your golden reading. Let's see, spirit. Messages do you have for the starseed of Taurus, please, for this full moon, full mystical moon, lovers reversed. Okay, so we're having some trouble in paradise here, Taurus. And maybe it is because of this misunderstanding or a lack of clarity here. This could be you discovering that someone you're connected to, something about their family roots or tree that's maybe you're helping someone else. I'm not going to get off into too many storylines because I think that's, I do believe you're confused enough, Taurus. Lovers reversed. What do we got? Eight of Wands. So there will be some communication. Emperor. This could be you. This could be someone you're dealing with. Someone who's very much in control of themselves and their power. And maybe you're exuding this, but you're not really feeling it in on the inside because we have that imposter syndrome. All right. Now, in the very collective message, it's a separate recording. There were some messages about a harsh truth and chaos. And so that could be coming from this Emperor energy. Let's get a couple more for you, Taurus. Yeah, there's something not being decided upon, something being left kind of hanging. Again, that kind of free falling. Maybe you're in a let the chips fall where they may, or someone else is. Let's see what else have you had messages for the starseed? Please. Queen of Cups. This is an energy of a kind of destabilized, immature emotionally. The Queen of Cups reverse is kind of an energy of, emotional instability here. I'm not sure if that's you or someone you're dealing with. Let's see. Let's get some more for Taurus, please. Messages for Taurus spirit. Let's see if we're good. Star seed of Taurus spirit. Okay. All right. So we have the King of Pentacles. That's you. Normally, that would be an Earth sign. He's financially stable. Okay. And the Wheel of Fortune. So maybe that will be turning in your favor. Let's get some more for that to see where that's going. Maybe you're doing some research on financial growth. Okay, wealth, abundance, building. You know, kind of building your empire. This is why this book is here. Two of Cups. This indicates a partnership. But the Five of Wands, there's some conflicts here with that. Let's get some clarifiers on this. We're going to try to figure out why there is conflict about a partnership. Maybe you're going to go into a partnership with someone that others don't approve. It's creating a conflict in the group or the family. Yeah, something your family doesn't approve of, perhaps. That you want to take this leap of faith. You could be dropping something to do that. You could be uncovering a secret or exposing a secret or telling a secret that creates this. There was chaos magic in the collective read. Let's see here. Okay. And someone was dead to me, so I'm not sure. Let's see, why is this lover's reverse spirit with the star seed of Taurus? This does kind of, it looks like an ending to something, a cycle, the Wheel of Fortune indicating a new cycle beginning. You have the Hanged Man reversed. So it looks like this is something that you've been contemplating for quite some time, or someone else has, okay? Either ending or beginning or both a partnership. You could be, maybe you're reuniting with someone. Let's see, why is this Eight of Wands here, Spirit? This Eight of Wands here, please, for the star seed of Taurus. Justice. So whatever message is coming in is going to bring justice to this situation. Whatever was unfair, even illegal, on either side of that spectrum, justice is going to be brought to this situation, but how? Maybe by this emperor? This emperor-like energy? Yeah, you have the Knight of Wands, so this message is going to come in pretty damn fast. It could sweep you off your feet. Maybe you feel like you've been thrown out of the plane here with this parachute. We got Two of Wands reversed, so you could be receiving a message of plans being canceled or changed. If you had any plans of movement towards or away, there could be some delay, a message of delay coming. Maybe it's this indecision here with the Two of Swords reversed. Again, with the Two of Cups reversed. Okay. You're all over the place here, Taurus, or someone you're dealing with. There's a lot of confusion here. There doesn't seem to be a lot of clarity, that's for sure. Yeah, but here comes the truth. The Queen of Cups reversed is clarified with the Queen of Swords. Something is going to demand that this emotional mess get cleaned up. Why is the King of Pentacles here, Spirit? This is most likely your energy, but it could be someone you're dealing with. Five of Pentacles reverse, coming out of a feeling of lack or abandonment. Seven of Cups reversed. You could have left something solid and stable for some kind of pipe dream or some kind of fantasy or some kind of illusion for sure. But I think that's going to be coming to light, like the truth of the matter or the reality of the situation. You could be seeing that you were wrong about something you left behind. And this could be anything, you know, people, situations, places. Wheel of Fortune. Why is the Wheel of Fortune? What's turning in Taurus's favor is your intuition is getting triggered. Okay. Yes. Your intuition is overriding your logic, your analytical approach. You're seeing things from a different perspective, which is very appropriate for the Pisces moon. I mean, I think we're all going to be, we're all going to have some kind of little flash of insight. Show me this Two of Cups. What about this partnership, Spirit? What's going on with this partnership? I think there's a lot of confusion and disillusion around this situation for sure. And I think it involves the whole family. It's not just a one-on-one. We got the Five of Swords reversed. So someone's kind of laying down their arms here. I don't think they want to fight. They don't necessarily have to win. Okay, and Aries had diplomacy, and the Emperor is out here. So if you're dealing with an Aries, maybe that could apply. Why is this Five of Wands reverse, Spirit? And the Four of Pentacles wants to pop out. So I'm feeling like the conflict is going to bring you a feeling of more stability, all right? Less of this emotional mush that's going on here, okay? So, Taurus, that's what I have for you for this Pisces moon. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I'd love to have you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.